Thanks for joining me. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. It's time for our weekly rendezvous with our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's own Latinist, who's about to speak to us of sacred space in the heart of Rome. Father, I'd like to go on a whistle-stop virtual tour of the sacred area of Largo Argentina. A whistle-stop virtual tour. How do you say that in Latin?
A whistle-stop, heaven's sakes. Estanation. Transitus celerimus.
Virtual tour?
A virtual tour. Mm. Yeah. Explicatio virtualis.
They didn't have virtual. You're cheating there.
I know. But you
How do you say cheating in Latin?
Decipere, fallere, fraudare.
So the sacred area is area sacra.
Area sacra, yes.
Okay, Largo Argentina is a famous square in Rome, where there are all these Roman ruins, but there's a medieval tower in the square.
That's why it's called Torre di Argentina, Torre Argentina.
Let's pretend that we're climbing this tower so we get a bird's eye view of the sacred space. How do you say a bird's eye view?
A bird's eye view is prospectus ex alto.
Okay, you're cheating there again.
I'm not cheating.
You see, the Latins didn't have
bird's eyes.
They didn't have a bird's
eye. We can say everything in Latin much better than you can say it in any other language. Prospectus ex alto is understood by anyone in the world.
Let's just pretend we're looking out onto the sacred space. There are no less than four temples there from Republican times, which is something I think hardly anyone knows.
Pre-Republican times? I mean, some of them they don't even know. 400 BC.
They all face east?
Yes.
Where the sun rises?
Mm.
How do you say that?
Ubi oritur sol.
Ubi?
Ubi oritur sol, where the sun rises.
The oldest, you'll probably tell me I'm wrong, is dedicated to Feronia, the goddess who protected woods and vegetable gardens.
In fact, it is still disputed to whom those temples belong. Well, that's all right. I won't get into that.
So these four temples are less well known, perhaps, than the fact that the area is linked to Julius Caesar, right?
Right. The end of it is where he was assassinated.
Under the tracks of tram number 8, you tell
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
How would you say that Julius Caesar was murdered under the tracks of a tram number 8?
Sub axibus vehiculi numeri octavi interemptus est Julius Caesar.
So getting back to the temples, we said various times that the Romans had this religious sense, didn't they? Why did they build so many temples in this sacred area? What's the point of having an area that's so sacred?
Well, in those days, of course, things were all concentrated downtown. I mean, Rome was very small, you know, in the old days. This was just like a little section here of downtown. So it wasn't like building temples all around the countryside.
So this was jammed with temples.
Okay. Locus refertissimus templis. Filled with temples.
Which is your favorite temple?
No, I don't know. Well, the round one in the middle there. And then there's one half under the street, of course, that you can't see very well.
Do you think we should rip the street up?
Well, Mussolini was thinking of ripping the street up.
Tell me how you say that in Latin.
Cotitabat Benedictus Noster Mussolinianus e fodere et eruere totam viam, to dig out the whole street. Because, yeah. You know, he's the one who demolished that whole thing.
Yeah, I know, the forum.
I mean, yeah, he took out the buildings around it and brought it down to the temples.
One of the temples had a church built over it at one point.
Yes, yes, yes. In fact, most of them turned out to be shields or something for churches. One of those churches, I don't know whether the second one, I think, was a church. Uh-huh. And you can even see parts like of a monastery or a construction, almost at the line of the 8 tram.
Do you think it's still considered sacred space?
What do you mean, considered sacred now? Mm-hmm. It's not considered sacred today, no. You know, there are tours around there and people look in and don't know what it is and the cats are there.
You describe it as obscure, sacred area.
Yes, now it is.
How'd you say obscure?
Obscura, vel tecta, vel abscondita, vel abdita. There are many words for obscure.
A big thank you there to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's own Latinist. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.